Okay.
Nervous?
Uh-huh.
Ignore them all, honey. That's my one bit of advice. You're the star.
Gee, yeah. I guess so.
Don't I guess so. This is it. Your big moment.
I guess... Okay.
Now, let's talk through this, Nellie. You're waking up. You're in the burning building. The flames are growing, but wait. You're tied to a chair.
I am tied to a chair.
There we go. You're a natural.
Thanks. It's been a while.
Okay, comeback kid. Knock him dead. Herbie, can we just flood the smoke? Now, as the smoke drifts up, we'll start rolling. All I want from you is those big, beautiful eyes to fill with fear, and then straight up into the mic. Give us a lovely, loud scream. Can you do that?
Sure.
All right, then. Everyone, places, please. And rolling. And action.
Where am I? Oh, help me. Please help me.
That's great, honey. Now then, the bit that will make you a star again. Come on, Nellie. Don't be scared. Give us a great, big scream. Scream, blast you, scream. Nellie, what's happened? Her voice is gone. It's happened again.
Everything ends. Once I couldn't enter a room without everyone staring. Now I wander this crumbling house. I don't even meet my own gaze in the mirror. Gee, will you look at that view, huh? Sunset behind the Hollywoodland sign. Your money bought that view, Loretta. But no one looks back at you. Not anymore. Just the soda water. Not just a has-been, a sober has-been. Come on, doll. Let's toast that sunset. Because the game's up. Tonight's the night they come for me. So soon. Oh, my God. Oh, all right, I'm coming. Okay. Right, Loretta. Be brave.
Aha! This is her, Romana. Yes, definitely.
Hello.
Loretta Waldorf as I live and breathe.
Oh, fans?
We were in the era for reasons I won't bore you with now, and I just had to pop in.
He did? I'm afraid I've never heard of you.
Huh?
Ah, don't listen to her. I happen to have seen all your pictures on opening night, Miss Waldorf, sometimes twice nightly and once thrice.
What? How do you do?
Very well, I'm sure.
Really? It's just that you seem terrified.
Oh, yes, so you do. Miss Waldorf, is something wrong? What are you afraid of?
Nothing. Call me Loretta.
Oh, I couldn't possibly, Miss Waldorf. You'll always be Miss Waldorf to me. Call me the doctor, Miss Waldorf.
I'd rather not. Listen, it's lovely of you to stop by, but I have an appointment.
An appointment? An appointment with fear, I'm afraid, Miss Waldorf.
I think that's what she's frightened of.
Frightened? I'd say petrified.
Do you mind?
I say, is that soda water? Ooh, I'm tingling for a fizzy sip. I do love soda water. Do you mind if we come in?
Listen, I really must...
Offer us a drink? How kind. Well, no, I couldn't possibly. Well, perhaps just the one, Romana?
Soda water. Delightful.
Look here.
You, Miss Waldorf, are expecting someone. Someone you are afraid of. And mirabile dictu... I can help you now. Tell me what you're afraid of.
Tonight's the night they come to steal my voice.
Ah. Are you sitting comfortably? I know I am. Then let's begin.
I can't do without a script.
Oh, come now. Come on. Once upon a time, there was a little girl.
And she was one of the most famous movie stars in the world. No longer Betty Bagshaw from Hoboken, but Loretta Waldorf, vamp and temptress. But the little girl didn't live happily ever after. The talking pictures came, and suddenly all of the silent stars had to leave the magical kingdom. The phone stopped ringing. They stopped going out. The tourist charabanc stopped coming by their fading mansions.
Oh, that's wonderful, just wonderful.
But then came a talkie called Fires of Fate.
Fires of Fate, eh? I'm afraid I missed that one.
It's not been made yet. A few old friends and even more old enemies were announced for it, and then all of a sudden it all went quiet. The studio put out a statement saying their voice didn't test well, and they were finished in this town. Gone. The City of Dreams is a short memory. Yesterday, my agent called me. Would I be interested in Fires of Fate? Would I? I practically bit his hand off down the phone. But...
I do love a but.
But a car took me to the studio, and I did a screen test today, and I got the part. When I got home, Luella Parsons rang. Wasn't I worried about the curse?
Ooh, I also love a curse.
Hadn't I heard? Everyone who'd been cast has had their voices stolen.
Yeah, well, that's nonsense.
After Luella called, Hammerstein Studios rang. They're sending another car for me. I know what that means. They're coming to take away my voice.
I think you may be a bit overwrought.
Good heavens. What's that?
Oh, it's my dog. I left him outside.
Your dog?
I'll go and let him in.
That's your dog?
The doctor works in, special effects.
That sure is special.
Master, alert! I detect anachronistic energy signatures similar to those you detected in the TARDIS.
Oh, he's marvelous.
Shh. How similar, K-9?
Much stronger now. Analysis suggests unknown life forms approaching.
They're coming for my voice.
Don't be ridiculous. How far away are they, K-9?
Mistress, they are here.
Just drifted in. What are they?
Keep away from them until we know what their intentions are.
They're like silhouettes.
Dancing shadows. Hello there. What do you want?
They've come for my voice, I keep telling you. Why won't you believe me?
Well, they're probably just an alien life form.
Alien?
K-9, am I imagining it? Or are they two-dimensional?
Negative. They are 0.03 millimeters thick.
See, Miss Waldorf, what harm can a being a micron thick do? I expect I can just push them
Master,
away.
Master, do not touch.
No.
They are surrounded by an energy field.
Keep them away from me.
K-9, can you stun them?
Inadvisable, Master.
A warning shot, K-9, before they do something we regret.
Ah! Get down! The flames, they're everywhere.
I borrowed your soda siphon.
They burst into flames.
That wasn't supposed to happen, poor things. They were alive. Couldn't you sense that, Romana?
Yes, a low-level telepathic field.
What caused it, K-9?
I tried to warn you, Master. The creatures were composed of cellulose, a highly flammable cotton derivative.
Are you all right, Loretta?
Yes, just... Oh, my house.
Oh, well, there's not much damage done. For the doctor, this is actually pretty reasonable. Sit down. Must have been a bit of a shock.
What?
None the worse for your ordeal, are you?
Help! Help!
Doctor, I think...
I know. Loretta, I'm so sorry. Somehow, they've stolen your voice.
All right, buddy, I'm coming. You better better not be an autograph hunter.
Hammerstein Studios, I'm the doctor and you're in danger. I said, hello, I'm the doctor.
I am positively sure you are, honey. Actor, yeah?
No.
But your getup, your clothes. Oh, dear me.
Is it the scarf?
Oh, if only. It's the whole package. Oh, buddy, we're closed for the day. And I'm glad to tell you, I have got absolutely nothing to do with casting.
Actually, I wanted to look around the studio.
You did you? Tourist or journalist?
Neither. As I was saying, you may be in terrible danger.
You don't look like a mobster. Oh, and listen, if it's cash you're after, my dad never paid into any protection racket, and I won't neither.
Your father? Are you Lulu Hammerstein?
I guess I led with my chin there. Yes, I am. Lulu Hammerstein, proprietor of Hammerstein Studios, for what it's worth. And I'll tell you this, it was worth more when it was an orange grove. That was before Daddy plowed it up and built this palace of dreams.
I rather like it. Lulu, can I come in?
Sure. Have a look around. You want to buy it? Times are tough for us independents. Just look at me, tidying up by my lonesome. The big boys are squeezing us hard. See? Most of this space is empty. Once we made our own pictures. Now we take what we can get. We're lucky we've got a ludicrous vanity project keeping us busy. Drink?
No, thank you. I've just had a soda water. Would you mind if I asked what vanity project? Would it by any chance be called Fires of Fate?
Oh, you are a rubbernecker. You want to know about the cursed picture. I'm disappointed in you, Doctor.
Never mind about that. Lulu, tell me about this cursed picture.
The greatest white elephant in Hollywood. I'm not complaining. Curse or no curse, it's keeping us afloat. And it's provided us with the most modern talking picture cameras.
Has it now? Lulu Hammerstein, I'd very much like to look around your studio.
Because of the terrible danger I'm supposedly in?
Exactly.
It's all right, Loretta. Just try to relax.
Scan complete, Mistress.
Diagnosis, canine.
Mistress, vocal cords intact, but her voice is non-functional. I detect damage to the speech centers of Miss Waldorf's brain.
I'm sorry, canine is not the most tactful of robots, but it's all right. The doctor's investigating the studio, and we're going to make sure that you come to no more harm. I'll answer that. Don't worry. In my experience, monsters rarely use the doorbell.
Good evening. Is the lady of the house at home? My name is Dr. Julius Moree. I'm expected by Miss Loretta Waldorf.
Well, I'm afraid Miss Waldorf isn't feeling well. She's not up to guests.
That was why I was sent for. May I come in?
I don't know why I agreed to show you round, Doc.
Well, because of my naturally good manners.
Or it may be the scarf.
Yeah, it so often is.
Watch that Sphinx. The last film we had in here was about a lovesick sheik.
Fascinating.
But it was silent, so no one came to see it. Step through here. Oh, this backdrop is of Paris.
I adore Paris. What's it from?
Not a clue. We've no shortage of forgotten dreams here.
You know, all this is really rather beautiful, haunting, and just a little sad.
Sad? You don't have to pay the bills. Here we are. Through the Grand Canyon, the set of the Fires of Fate.
An ancient temple of some sort?
Yep. Tricked out of the finest plaster and papier-mâché.
And what's the film about?
Oh, your usual wide-eyed damsel in undress and distress. It's a stinker.
Really?
No, trust me. I've read the script.
Have you now?
I read all the scripts. I live in hope.
Do you think I could see a copy?
Well, you know, I shouldn't.
Come on. If I was perhaps an eccentric millionaire interested in buying the studio, then I'd need to know what kind of films you make, and I too have my reputation to consider.
Everyone says that when they first arrive in Hollywood. Lasts a fortnight. And anyway, you're not here to buy the studio. Come on, buddy. There's normally a script lying around by the cameras.
Yes, I see. Please don't worry, Miss Waldorf. You're not the first case I've seen. Nervous exhaustion.
Negative.
What? Who spoke?
Sorry, Dr. Julius. It's a clockwork novelty dog. Ignore it.
I see. Funny toy.
Well, it's not a toy. It's an art installation. The, dog that knew too much.
Indeed. Well, I'm not interested in the opinions of artworks. No, my main concern is Miss Waldorf here. Why, when I received her call this afternoon...
She called you this afternoon?
Yes, you see...
She didn't mention it.
The Julius Clinic specializes in celebrities. I deal almost exclusively with nervous exhaustion.
Well, she's lost her voice.
Affirmative.
K-9.
Of course she has. And it's regrettably common. A psychosomatic trauma. I have several such cases. Now, let me guess at the other symptoms. Paranoia? Fear of going outside?
Yes, but there was also...
I'm sure there was. There's always a plethora of little signs. They're easily ignored until it's too late. But luckily, Miss Waldorf called me, and she'll be in the best of hands. Come along, Loretta. May I call you Loretta? My van's just outside.
I'm coming with you.
No, there's really no need.
I'm sure there isn't. All the same, I just want to make sure she's settled in. Stay here. Tell the doctor where I'm going.
Where are you going, mistress?
Into the lion's den, perhaps.
Here you go, Doc. Here's the script. I was, hoping you'd take it away with you.
Really? But sitting here on the set, it's so atmospheric.
You think so? It's all fake. Everything and everyone.
But cinema is the chance to see the world with the eyes of a child. And when you're as old as I am, that's magnificent.
Guess it's because I grew up here. I've never really liked movies.
Oh, Lulu, you have no imagination. Films can be magical. Now, please be quiet.
What was that?
Oh, just a noise, Lulu. I say, have you read this?
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, well, that's one word for it. It's a nasty piece of work. Lulu, whoever wrote it didn't really care for leading ladies.
Yet they've been in line round the block to be in it. Times are tough if you're a silent actor wanting to get into the talkies. This was the last chance for a lot of them. Most can't act it. Film for a day, and then they're gone. Hence the story of the curse. Really, they've just run away.
Can't say I blame them. But isn't that rather expensive?
Well, as I said... Money's no object.
But Lulu, you've heard the rumor that they come here and lose their voices.
Everyone's heard the rumors. There are tribes in Timbuktu who believe the camera steals your soul. But this is Hollywood, the city of dreams.
Dreams can sometimes turn into nightmares. What was that?
Just a noise.
You think so? Would you mind if I had a look at your fancy new equipment?
Be my guest. The microphones are one thing, but... These cameras. Boy, they are something else.
I can see that.
It's the latest thing. A test model painted it. Captures pictures and sound on the same strip of film.
Well, I can assure you it does a lot more than that. Have you ever noticed this?
What? That sprocket?
That sprocket, as you call it, won't be invented for another 200 years.
You don't say. Hey, you're not one of those industrial spies, are you?
Do I look like a spy?
No.
Oh, you've really never noticed how odd this camera is. Would you mind if I had a go?
Afraid I can't let you. There are union rules, Doc. You can't operate a camera. But heck, it's my studio, so go stand over there.
Stand like this?
Exactly like that. Got you in focus now. and rolling and action.
Hello. How do I look?
You're doing fine. Oh, the camera loves you.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Now, how can you pick pickled peppers? And where would the peck of pickled peppers have to be that Peter Piper picked, huh? Probably next to the lady who sells seashells on the seashore. Or would you like to see me do Wilson, Kepler, and Betty sand dance? Oh, Lulu, would you like me to read your tea leaves or even read your coffee leaves? Turn off the camera. Something is very wrong. Also, we've got uninvited company.
What?
Look around you. Look at the shadows.
They're moving. What are they?
You don't know? They're living silhouettes, drawn to the lights. Don't touch them.
They look like people.
I'm very much afraid they were once upon a time.
There we go. That's right, Miss Waldorf. Soon get you to your room.
Well, Dr. Julius, I'm impressed. Your clinic is very advanced for the period.
We try our very best at the Julius Clinic. We don't offer a gold-plated service. No, no. It's a platinum one. We have to. Our clients are very demanding, and they have every right. They're all stars.
But these pictures on the wall?
Some satisfied customers. Very valuable. I offer them the best. I am dedicated to their preservation.
Mm-hmm. And what services do you offer?
Why, I keep them alive forever.
What?
Well, in a manner of speaking. If you're going to stay in the acting game, you need to be immortal. After all, when you start to look a little old, you can't change bodies now, can you?
Well, no, I suppose most people can't.
So we offer the full rejuvenation service, using the very best clinical methods, many tested in Europe.
I see.
Massages with dolphin fat, electrodes to the scalp, injections with monkey gland serum. We offer the whole spectrum.
People do that to themselves?
You'd be amazed the lengths people go to stay young.
It's baffling.
We're surrounded. What are they?
Transorganic celluforms.
Huh?
Living shadows.
Amazing.
They're tragic and utterly lethal. Keep back.
You've answered the what, sort of. Is there any chance I'll understand the how?
Not now.
Can they hear us? Can they understand? They seem imploring. Is that right? Are you all right? Is there anything you want?
Don't talk to them. Just let me try to find a way to keep us alive. Their touch is deadly.
They're closing in. Do they want something?
Oh, yes, they want something, all right, Lulu. They want to kill us.
Hey, should you be touching those lights? They're studio property.
Well, I'm sure you won't mind. I'm just making your lights a bit more illuminating.
Why?
Because these creatures are drawn to the limelight. But they don't like too much of it.
That's really painfully bright. And hot.
Yes, it should keep them back for a bit until I can think of something clever.
Doctor, they're moving closer already. Start thinking harder.
I am.
Doctor!
There, I've sedated her now. She'll sleep.
Poor Loretta. She looks peaceful, at least.
Beautiful, isn't she? I mean, she's still very striking.
Yes, I suppose so.
I admire her films so much. An amazing talent. Pity she retired.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm sure you'd like some time alone with her. I must start my rounds. Other patients to see.
Well, thank you. Well, now, Loretta, I'd say our Dr. Julius has a bit of a crush on you. What's that?
Can't you turn the lights up more?
I'm not sure it's safe.
You've got to, Doc. They're getting awful close.
All right, they're your lights. I'm just worried about overloading the filament in the bulbs.
It's working. It's dragging them back. They're smoking, smoldering like bonfires. Ha, ha, ha. Stay back.
I wouldn't gloat over these poor lost souls, Lulu, if I were you.
The lights have blown.
Ah, that's tonic. Lulu, find a gap and run for it.
I see the sedative's taken effect, Miss Waldorf. Wonderful. What's that, my dear? Where's your friend gone? Oh, I'm afraid she's been lured away. Please don't worry about her. Not anymore. You are remarkably beautiful, if I may say so. I put a very high price on beauty, as you're about to find out. We'd best get started on making you immortal.
All right, I'm coming. Where are you?
Help me. Help me. Where am I?
Well, there's more to this clinic than meets the eye. Where are you? I'm coming.
This way, Doc. Not far to the door.
Be careful.
Doctor, they've got here already. They're blocking the door. How?
They move as fast as shadows. Poor things.
Why do you feel sorry for them?
Because not every dream has a happy ending. Lisette, we've got to get back to those cameras. Hurry before... My voice.
Doctor, are you all right? What's happened to your voice? Hello? Oh, locked in. I've walked into a trap. Oh, how very embarrassing. It's a good job the doctor's not here.
Where am I? Help me. Please help me.
Hello? I'm here.
Help me.
I'll try. I can see you on the screen. Where are you calling me from?
Where am I?
Yes, where are you?
Help me, please. Help me. Where am I?
Ah, me, you're just
please.
A recording.
Help
being played back on...
Where am I?
Help you're rather a lot
please.
Of advanced equipment for 1930.
Where am I?
A GigaCloud storage
please.
Media server.
Help
GigaCloud.
Where am I?
Let's see what you're ingesting. Let's see if I can throw the output up onto these screens.
Please help me.
Same thing. Over and over.
Help me. Please help me.
Loretta? What is this?
Okay. Great.
Was I okay?
Honey, you were great. Ready to go again?
Sure.
We'll do the whole thing this time. Deep breath. Okay? Fires of fate. Screen test. Take three. Action.
That's what it's storing. The voices. Just so many screaming faces. All the screen tests. All the actresses. So many of them.
Please help me. Where am I? Help me, please. Help me.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. You're just recordings. Stop, please. You can't turn it off. Make it stop. You're in my head. Ah, so many voices. Stop. don't know about that. Some kind of psychic barrage, pulling my head inside out.
Query, what is the purpose of this room?
To store the footage from Fires of Fate, and something more. I could feel them in my head. I think it's a private art gallery. A very disturbing one. How did you find me?
When the Doctor Master did not return in his allotted time, I came looking for you.
Well, how did you get here so quickly?
The ground in Los Angeles is very flat and covered with bituminous concrete compound that is expeditious for swift transit.
Oh, you took the highway.
Affirmative. Mistress, the Doctor Master has not returned. Probability indicates he is in danger. It is imperative we rescue him.
Affirmative. But then we're coming back here. There's something very wrong about Dr. Julius's clinic. Canine, let's go and rescue the doctor. And this time, we'll hail a cab.
Come along, Doc. This way. Doctor, what's happened to you?
I don't know.
Would you like a glass of water?
No, get me to that camera.
Oh, you want to get to the camera? Is that it?
Yes.
I see. You want to use it to film these creatures for proof? Is that it? It won't look very good. The lights have blown.
That's not it. Stupid.
Those creatures, they're all around us. They're getting terribly close.
I can see.
Did you say their touch would kill us?
Yes.
Just checking.
Now then, Miss Waldorf. That's the first phase completed. For the next bit, I'm just going to give you a little injection, the tiniest of... There. You didn't feel a thing, did you? Don't worry. It won't harm the skin. Not even a blemish. We want it preserved, don't we? Now, for the next bit... perhaps I'll just turn the radio up a little. Yeah, that's right. You just relax for a bit while the numbness spreads. Then we can begin.
Driver, how much further to the studios?
Not much further, miss.
It just seems to be taking rather a long time, that's all.
Affirmative.
Say, what's that thing?
K-9, he's my robot dog.
Ha, cute. British, huh?
Negative.
My sister has one of them, out in Boston. Newer model, American.
I see. Are you sure this is the most direct route?
Sure I am. I've been driving these streets for 14 years.
Query, those two statements do not correlate.
Say what?
Well, it's just that it's taking us rather a long time to get to the Hammerstein Studios.
Sure it is. We gotta go up Sunset and then across Vine. Plus, you just have to see the Hollywoodland sign lit up at night.
I do not.
If you've got a faster route, shout it out.
K-9?
Mistress, I will direct. At the next junction, turn left. Proceed for 200 meters, then take the third right.
You're the boss.
That's better.
Mistress, query, what is an actor?
Well, K-9, that's a good question. They're, someone who is... Well, it's hard to say. I mean, they pretend.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps because they're very good at it.
I do not understand. Why do they need to pretend?
Well, because they pretend to have exciting lives full of adventure. And people like to see that because their lives aren't exciting or full of adventure.
Query, is your life exciting and full of adventure?
Well, yes.
Then, mistress, are you an actor?
You sure got the looks for it, gal.
Oh, I have I?
Driver, attention, you have missed the correct turning. Proceed 102 meters to the next junction and then take the third exit immediately.
The camera's rolling, Doctor. It's not having much effect on the creatures.
Time.
They're awful close. When they touch us, will it hurt? Stupid question. Of course it'll hurt.
Have faith.
Say, oh, they're reacting to the camera. They're drawing away from it. They've stopped moving. Okay, the battery's going. You'll have to crank it by hand.
What?
Oh, give it here. Daddy taught me this. The art to cranking a camera. Keep a steady pace. Otherwise, your runaway train jerks all over the screen in the finished thing. Oh, listen to me, Babel. What a night this is, huh? Menaced by monsters, with you as my mute assistant.
Eagle.
Huh?
Keep cranking.
Say, what's the deal with these shadows? They seem kind of sad. What's up with you fellas? What was that? It's okay, you can tell me.
Keep back.
It's okay, the thing just wants to talk. You better not try anything. I'm leaning in as near as I can. What is it that you want to say?
Firing dispersal blast pattern.
Doctor, there you are. Who's your friend?
I'm Lulu Hammerstein. Are you his carer?
Frequently. Doctor, are you all right?
What does it look like?
What's happened to him?
His voice has been stolen.
Oh.
Now then, let's get started.
We interrupt this broadcast to say, stop that. There's a good fellow.
What?
I said turn the drill off and let Loretta go. You must be Dr. Julius. Hello. I'm the doctor, and I'm very, very, very angry.
So, Lulu, let me see if I've got this correct. You were just showing the doctor around the studio when those creatures turned up and took away his voice?
More or less.
Keep out of this, Doctor. Lulu, is that correct?
Yeah. Forgive me, but who are you to come barging in here, old Mary Pickford? Are you accusing me of something?
No. Simply a lot of very strange things are happening. K-9, have you completed your analysis?
Affirmative, Mistress. The Doctor Master's vocal cords and areas of his brain have been affected in a similar way to those of Miss Waldorf.
Not her, too. She was only in this morning.
Yes. How many of these incidents have there been?
Well, that's just it. I heard the rumors, of course, but I didn't believe that... Well, I mean, you can't steal people's voices, can you?
Excuse me?
Well, obviously. Sorry.
Yeah, don't be hard on yourself. It's easy to turn a blind eye when you're being paid a lot of money.
Hey, charming.
I don't have time for charming. K-9, scan for any more of those creatures. If the path's clear, we're getting the Doctor back to the TARDIS.
Affirmative, Mistress.
Come along, Doctor.
Oh, I...
Listen, wait. Look, there's something I should tell you. I stayed late tonight to check up on something. They asked if they could store some delicate equipment in our vaults. I said sure, but I was a bit suspicious.
Oh, right then. Take me to your vaults. What's that smell? It's like...
A high level of ethanoic acidity.
Fish and chips.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's where we store all our old movies. When we used to make them. The smell is the old nitrate films. Dad was so proud of them. Whenever I'd bring friends over, he'd fetch them out.
Nitrate film, K-9. What were the components of those creatures?
Nitrocellulose and camphor.
That's about the same as nitrate film, isn't it? Doctor?
Obviously.
Yep, good old gun cotton.
K-9, can you examine one of these films? Oh, that is, Lulu, if you don't mind.
Be my guest. Why, you're all sugar and spice when it suits you. I'll turn on the lights so you can properly... Oh! Oh, the films! Daddy's films! They've all gone!
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm the Doctor. I'm your newest arrival. Your camera scanned me. That's how you steal the voices, isn't it? Only, well, it's just set up for human brains, isn't it? But you're dealing with an alien mind. You didn't just extract my voice. You got a piece of me, too.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be narrow-minded.
But listen to me.
Shut up. I've learned all about you from your cloud storage. I'm really here to talk to Loretta. Miss Waldorf, I'm so terribly sorry. What have you done to her?
She's simply sedated.
Well, let's leave it at that, shall we, you fraud?
I'm a highly qualified surgeon.
Nonsense. You're a quack from the future. You've traveled in time with your snake oil, and really you're just here for one reason, greed.
You're talking nonsense.
Am I? The voice-grafting gizmo I found in your camera? Oh, that's invented. 200 years from now. About the same time mankind started tinkering with time corridors and learned how to build cheap organic avatars from cellulose. Those poor creatures.
My patience. They came to me for immortality, and I kept my promise.
You sieve the bits you wanted and pour the leftovers into these creatures. You've not even bothered stabilizing them, have you? You're a monster.
I am a collector.
Oh, so that's it, eh? All about money.
I don't understand. Where have Pop's films gone?
Who would take them? Were they valuable?
Oh, if Dad was still around, he would tell you they were priceless. The only copies of his early silent movies. No one else would bother to show them. Why would anybody take them?
Money.
Well, someone has.
Well, that's what I don't get. I mean, the guy funding the picture, he's loaded with moolah. What would he want with a load of old films?
Who is it?
Doctor Julius.
Oh, just one more madman in Hollywood. Some kind of surgeon. Dr. Julius Marie.
Dr. Julius.
Money. Mere money? No, that's not it. I'm a true collector. Here at my sanatorium is the greatest living compendium of early silent film stars.
All either comatose or nearly insane, of course.
Well, the point is, they're mine. I appreciate them. No one else in Hollywood does. Their era has ended, and they're forgotten. But not in my time. I'm intrigued how you're in my radio.
That's the genius of cloud storage. It's marvelously flexible.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Careful with that radio. Wouldn't want you getting a shock. Why steal the voices?
The value of a celebrity is a delicate thing. Their body of work has to be select. So I can't have them working anymore. I've also been buying up their old movies. A lot of the studios have been only too happy to sell them to me for cents. And a few, I will admit, have clung to them.
Is that why you went to Hammerstein Studios? You were after poor Lulu's vaults?
It's all mine now. I shall preserve it. Once I've made a few judicious edits. Just to make sure what remains is even more collectible.
History isn't a larder.
Time travel incurs its expenses. And also, the market is a complicated thing. There's sadly no value in actual film stars. But I can make a fortune from memorabilia. You know, teeth, hair, and other parts. Even the voice print, so long as it's unique and has a certificate of authenticity. Hence the sifting. I'm not a cruel man. I give the leftovers what they came to me for. An eternal life of a sort. As my servants.
You're utterly despicable.
Time to turn you off. Now then. Sorry about that interruption, my dear Miss Waldorf. Where were we? What?
Stop! Right there!
This unit is armed.
Hello?
Ah, I see. A rescue attempt in the last reel. How thoroughly heroic.
Loretta, are you all right? Let me undo those straps.
Well, there's one thing you haven't counted on. My celluloids.
Celluloids? Really?
Afraid so.
Hostiles approaching.
They really do flit from room to room like ghosts, don't they? They're practically insubstantial and lethally jealous of life, as you're about to find out.
Mistress, permission to fire. Mistress.
Don't fire.
Don't fire! K-9!
Mistress, alert!
It touched me.
Firing.
I'll take Loretta. Come along, Doctor. Canine.
Romana.
Lulu, grab this trolley. Canine, covering fire.
Wow. Is that Loretta Wardoff?
Yes.
Misfit.
Not with Canine. Lulu, we need to get Loretta to safety.
Okay.
Misfit.
Keep an eye out for any celluloids, Canine. We have to find a way of fighting them without setting fire to them.
But Misfit.
Don't argue, Canine. Are you all right, Lulu?
Did you just steal Loretta Wardoff and blow up an office?
Yes.
Wow. Your life is like a movie.
Is it? I've never really thought of it that way.
Makes a night of Samba with Douglas Fairbanks at the Coconut Grove seem kind of dull.
Really? Well, I've no idea who Douglas is, so I've no idea.
Oh, what have they done to Loretta?
Nothing, I hope. I think we got to her just in time.
What is this place?
A ward of some kind.
But all these people, they're all famous.
Are they now?
Well, they were. There's Chubby Finn, Consuela Gonzalez, and there's Arabiana Esposito. What's happened to them?
They've been subjected to Dr. Julius's rest cures.
Hollywood scrap heap.
But I guess they're waiting to be converted into shadows of their former selves. Sorry. Excuse me. Do you mind if I have a look at you? It's all right. I won't hurt you. Evidence of cellular degeneration. Pupils sluggish. Canine.
Near complete removal of the hippocampi. Tissue wasting at high levels of genetic degradation. But, Mistress...
It's like she's fading away.
Well, that's about it. It's barbaric. Doctor... Canine, where is the doctor?
Missing, Mistress. I've registered the doctor missing 97.3 seconds ago. I have been attempting to inform you.
Oh, you have, haven't you?
And that's the last of the blaze dealt with. You're all so frightened of a little fire, aren't you? Well, never mind. Go. Find them. Or I'll burn you all one by one. Now then, Doctor. It appears I have both your body and your mind. I'm afraid your friends left you behind, but don't worry. You're under excellent care now. I'll just tighten your straps. Why, there's a year-long waiting list for my personal attention. But good news. You jumped to the head of it, Doctor. What was I thinking? Perhaps, yes. We'll have a little something to entertain us on the wireless.
I'm not used to being turned on and off like that. It's rude.
Like I care.
What are you doing?
Well, Doctor, it seems your brain really is remarkable. Remarkably valuable. So perhaps we should just have a little peep at it, eh?
No, don't be a fool.
Oh, Doctor, when I'm finished, it will be you who'll be the fool. Now then, let's see. What shall we start with? Yes, that'll do nicely.
They're frightened.
We've got to get back and help the doctor.
It's no good. They're not responding.
Mistress, I am receiving a transmission.
Hello, Romana?
Doctor, are you all right?
Yes.
I see. How bad is it?
If you don't hurry, I'm afraid my voice might be all that's left of me.
I see. Well, we're coming.
That's good. A distraction would be admirable. Hurry.
I have lost the signal.
We're running out of time. I'm going to go and rescue him. Come on, Canine.
Affirmative, Mistress.
Wait! You can't go in there alone.
Well, I don't see an army.
Oh, don't you?
Loretta. Miss Waldorf.
Doctor, help me. Please help me.
I'm trying my very best to believe me.
Where am I? Am I dead? Am I in heaven or...
Hempstead? No. This is much worse, listen to me. Your voice has been stolen along with part of your mind. Mine has too.
Please help me.
Hush now, that's enough of that. I'm trying to communicate through the synaptic link between your voice print and your brain.
you understand?
I don't know. You're talking nonsense.
Oh, good. You're sounding better already.
Your words sure are confusing.
Aren't they, though? Silly load of old gobbledygook. What I mean is, I'm trying to reach your soul.
Oh, I'm an actress. Are you sure I have one?
Splendid. You're doing excellently.
Am I?
Yes. I need you to reach back into your body for me. Romana, she's going to need your help to rescue me.
I see. What will you need me to do?
Oh.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I've got to go now. Sorry, Loretta. I'm going to need you to find your voice.
There we go. This won't hurt a bit. Well, it won't hurt me a bit. Just making a complete scan of your mind, Doctor. I always like to have a map when I go exploring.
What a terribly uninventive way of seeing the universe. No doubt with a flask full of weak tea and a Tupperware box of sandwiches.
The link between your mind and your vocal print is remarkably strong, Doctor. I'd love to find out how you do that exactly.
Perhaps I just have a lovely voice.
No, there's something more. Oh, if I could harvest that, I'd be able to make the vocal prints I've stored live.
Voices trapped forever, reenacting their lives, how ghastly.
How lucrative.
Oh, Julius, you know, there are many kinds of collector. Some do it because they really love it. And those who collect simply because, in some strange way, they want to own it and control it.
I am the greatest collector of silent film memorabilia the world has ever known.
I see, one who destroys the movies and the lives of those who made them. Tell me something, Julius. When was the last time you sat down and actually watched a film?
Why, only the other day. It was a very inferior print of Theda Bara's Cleopatra. I already have the camera negative, but I had to check that it was worthless before I destroyed it.
Ah, yeah. But did you enjoy it?
Oh, it had its merits, certainly. Like many of her works, somewhat of a curate's egg, but I'm sure it found its fans.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Are you mocking me, Doctor?
This is Hollywood, Julius. The town that gave the people of America something to enjoy at a time when they had nothing. And when people have nothing, they need dreams. The city of dreams.
Every dream ends, Doctor.
All right, everyone, listen up.
You're not getting through to them. Well, it's hardly surprising.
Brain activity minimal, Mistress.
It's worth a try, though. Hey, dummies, listen to me. Ah, chuck it. They're no better than those shadow things. We're on our own.
No. No, you're not.
Loretta, how are you doing that?
Unknown. Brain activity increasing.
The doctor showed me how. He needs us. Listen to them. They're here to help against Julius.
Yeah, listen to us. You're hurt. You're frightened. But we don't need that from you. Come on, remember who you were.
Yes, remember how we were.
All of you were stars, the most famous people in the world. You've had that taken away. Your souls are being cut up and sold off. All that's waiting for you is a ghostly fate. And do you want that to happen?
No! No!
No! And did any of you ever take no for an answer?
Never!
Right then, let's go get your lives back.
We must fight!
Come on, let's go get them.
Oh, very good. We actually got a mob.
All done, Doctor. The scan of your mind is transferred into my system, and once it's finished, well, I'll know how much bits of you will fetch.
Well, it's always nice to know you're valued, isn't that right? I agree with me. How splendid.
You know, childish as this is, at a cellular level, your biology is fascinating. Those nuclei, why, it's like they've achieved symbiosis.
I'm so pleased you're enjoying my brain.
I can't wait to hold it in my hands. Let's get cracking. What's that?
With any luck, unhappy people wielding torches.
Celluloids! Defend me! They mustn't get through!
Go on, fellas. Drive them back. Drive the celluloids back. They're frightened of you because you're still alive.
Mistress, my blaster is ready to fire.
Don't do it, canine. The whole corridor would go up like a furnace.
They're forming a cordon around Julius's office.
We've got to get through it. Listen to me, celluloids. You can see what these patients are. They're who you used to be before you were enslaved by Julius. Let us pass. We've got to save the doctor. The doctor's a good man. He's the hero here. Like the hero of a film. A movie. Isn't that what your films are all about? The hero wins at the very last minute. You don't owe Julius anything. Let us through.
You're winning them over. What's happening to them?
Alert, mistress, alert. Rapid temperature rise indicated.
Get back. Everyone, get back. Julius is setting them alight.
No!
Oh, don't mourn for them. They're disposable. You all are mere after images.
They were people once, Julius.
And now they're worthless. When this is over, perhaps I'll pour whatever remains of you into one. It would be amusing for a while. And then I'll just strike a match near you, Doctor, and poof. Now, let's get on with harvesting you.
Oh.
You don't like the look of that, do you? Yes. It is very sharp. It's good at cutting. I've incinerated your friends. And now, Doctor, I'm going to dissect you.
This is your last warning, Julius.
Oh, give up. You've nothing to threaten me with. You're just a voice.
Wait. I've got one last thing to say to you, Julius.
Ah, there we are. That's better.
What have you done?
Oh, mensana and a thingamidoodah. A healthy mind and a healthy body, Julius. I'm back.
But...
Cat in your throat, frog got your tongue. Now for these straps. And with one bound, he was free.
What have you done, Doctor? What have you done?
While you were scanning me, I used my sonic screwdriver. Sonic, that's the important word. Lovely device. It captured your voice print, transferred it into your system, and downloaded my voice back into my body. It took its time, but we got there in the end, like most of my plans. And now, suddenly, your servants aren't so easy to control, are they? Not so keen to obey, am I right?
Stay back, you creatures. Leave my body alone.
In fact, they seem terribly eager for revenge.
No! Stay away from the equipment!
They've got no respect for his master's voice.
It's lunchtime!
I've just put out the fire. I'm not a good at that. Hello, everyone.
Doctor!
Thank you for the diversion.
Actually, we were trying to rescue you.
Well, at any rate, it was a capital diversion. Oh, Lulu, Lulu, I'm terribly pleased to see you.
Likewise, Doc.
That was Julius's office. We need to get those patients out of here. Can you oblige?
You heard the man. Come on, everyone.
Attention, everyone. Please evacuate.
Oh, Loretta, there you are. Thank you. I couldn't have beaten Dr. Julius without you. You found your voice. And what a voice.
Doctor?
Come on. Time to make a grand exit, Miss Waldorf. I'm afraid this place is about to go out with a bang.
How are you feeling, Loretta?
Lucky. I mean, I don't know. I can talk again, but I don't know what to say. Yours is one of the few voice prints the Doctor was able to rescue.
I know, not everyone gets a happy ending. But those poor souls we rescued, they'll stay here, in my old mansion. I could do with the company. Although, if I'm to be truthful, if a few of them could talk, they'd be squabbling like polecats. Doctor! Lulu!
Hello.
Hey, guys. We're back from the clinic.
How did it go?
Well, sadly, there was no one left. Most of Julius's ghoulish collection was destroyed, though.
The exception was a trunk full of film cans out back.
You look after those, Lulu.
Heck, they're just a pile of old silence. No one cares.
Their time will come, and then history will owe you a debt of gratitude, Lulu. They're priceless.
Really? No, actual cash, though.
Oh, not for a while, I'm afraid. Maybe plant a few orange trees in the meantime.
Oh, I'll get by. Given the insurance money, I may even be able to finish off Fires of Fate.
You will?
Yeah. Hey, why Miss Wardorf? Still fancy a role?
Still fancy? But it was offered to me. I signed a contract.
Then swing by the studio tomorrow.
Why, yes. Of course, it's a lovely part, but I've a few tiny reservations about the script. My darling, it will need a complete rewrite.
Here we go.
Time we left.
Yes, come along, K-9. We must be going.
See, Doctor, you never did say what you did.
Ah, another sunset in Hollywood. But it'll come up again in the morning. That's the thing about the City of Angels. The magic never really ends. You asked what I did, Miss Hammerstein.
Didn't you say you worked in special effects?
Well, that's true. Sort of.
You know, I've never seen a special effect I've been impressed by.
Oh, Lulu, really? In you go, K-9. Say goodbye, Romana.
Goodbye.
And Miss Waldorf, Loretta, it's been enchanting.
Enchanté. Well, I'll be...
Now that is what I call impressive. Magical.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions. Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, Death Rass.
It's a submarine. I'd say Earth. British. World War II.
What the? Don't come any closer. Who are you?
Put that gun down, you silly man. We're here to help you.
Doctor, take a look through the periscope.
That could prove a problem.
TARDIS.
The one that's currently floating away.
There's loads of them coming this way.
And worryingly, this Time Lord doesn't have a clue what type of creatures they are.
Soon we will have Deathrass, and I can at last know peace.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Are you sitting comfortably? I know I am. Then let's begin.
Hello, I'm Nick Briggs, and I directed The Silent Scream.
I'm James Goss, and I wrote this.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl.
And she was one of the most famous movie stars in the world.
It's quite a new sort of setting, you know, not on a spaceship, not on an alien planet. And it's got a sort of extravagant style about it, and that whole thing about Hollywood land in those days, as it was called, and the silent movie era coming to an end. And really, it's a kind of horrible horror story, you know, about a part, an essential part of a human being being stolen by someone who has no conscience. So it's got sort of great sort of setting and window dressing, but at the core of it, there is quite a disturbing tale.
A lot of it is because I've been watching a lot of old silent films over the last couple of years. And the amazing thing that happened in Hollywood is that when talking pictures came in, all of the silent film stars suddenly found themselves completely unemployed. And the line that went out was that their voices didn't test very well.
You found your voice, and what a voice.
Doctor?
Come on!
Also, the 1930s was this period when film stars were suddenly becoming obsessed with staying young and being youthful, and that's when plastic surgery was invented and all these strange quack things like monkey glands and electrolysis and all these horrid, horrid things to try and keep yourself looking forever young so that you could still carry on getting the parts if you were lucky enough to be an actor who'd survived it into the talkies. And so you suddenly got these really, really strange celebrity surgeons emerging who were all very, very mysterious figures who basically would hopefully give you another 5 or 6 years of career left. So suddenly, in the 1930s, Hollywood invented the idea of immortality almost overnight.
Would I be interested in Fires of Fate? Would I? I practically bit his hand off down the phone.
Tom Baker here, reporting from Hollywood.
When I got home, Luella Parsons rang. Wasn't I worried about the curse?
Ooh, I also love a curse.
I'm a bit limited about what I can say about this because I don't want to actually spoil a very elaborate and very clever plot, sometimes terribly tense and sometimes really very amusing as well. But a wonderful villain, a couple of beautiful girls, the doctor trying to charm them or whatever it is, K-9 and, of course, Romana. And we have an adventure with this mad, mad scientist who's doing something terribly tragic by stealing the identities or the means of expression of old silent movie stars. It really is beguiling and terribly difficult for me. I don't want to give it away. So it's about the tragedy is about the fate of old movie stars who fear in their souls that they are going to be forgotten forever because they didn't speak.
You just have to see the Hollywoodland sign lit up at night.
I do not.
My name's Lala Ward, and I play Romana.
And I'm John Leeson, and they tell me I play...
K-9.
If you've got her faster route, shout it out.
K-9.
Mistress, I will direct.
Well, it's sort of Sunset Boulevard, isn't it? One sort of rather imagines what it would have been like if it had been visual and not just audio. It would have been quite intriguing, wouldn't it?
Ah, but the pictures are better in audio, because they're yours.
That's perfectly true. You're perfectly right about that. But I really enjoyed it. It slightly reminded me of going back to our day when we were in Doctor Who. It was one of a relatively simple story, and not particularly high-techy, science fiction-y sort of story, just a time warp story with really good characters and a really interesting writing. I mean, a brilliant title for a start off, The Silent Scream.
Yes, indeed.
You know, yep. Just for anybody out there who doesn't get it. And the idea of stealing voices coming from the idea of the whole business of voices and the silent movies and when the voices were no good. Absolutely. I just found all that very witty and clever and really back to the... I mean, I could have imagined Douglas Adams coming up with that idea and running with it. Yeah. And I loved that about it.
At the next junction, turn left, proceed for 200 metres, then take the third right.
Nobody's yet asked me to be a
sat-nav.
Yes, I'd be so irritating, though, you know, because I'd know it all.
I think John Cleese has done it somewhere.
John Cleese has done it,
says
yes.
Like, oh, turn left, I said, yes. You idiot.
Yes, right, I've got you to your destination, but you can get out now. Don't think I'm going to carry your bags.
Well, you could do a sort of K-9 version of that. I'm not quite sure how it would
Yes,
go,
I don't know. I'd have to practice.
Turn left at the roundabout. Yes. Affirmative.
Everything ends. Once I couldn't enter a room without everyone staring. Now I wander this crumbling house, I don't even meet my own gaze in the mirror.
I am Pamela Salem, and I play Loretta Waldorf in this, the fading film starlet who loses her voice.
Tell me what you're afraid of.
Tonight's the night they come to steal my voice.
Ah.
Fun to break out and go mad and be American and a different age group. And oh, I love radio.
It's lovely to work with Pamela Salem because, you know, obviously as a Doctor Who fan, I remember her in Robots of Death and Remembrance of the Daleks. And of course, you know, she's been working on countermeasures for Big Finish for some time now. And even though I don't think I've ever attended a countermeasures recording, I feel much closer to her than she feels to me because I've heard her performance over and over again because I do the music for countermeasures. So she's very familiar to me.
She and I were together when she was first started many, many years ago. She is still a very beautiful girl, of course, but in those days when she came on the stage at York and the audience gasped. Oh, the other actors hated her. She was so beautiful. The audience gasped so hard, they went like that. And they sucked all the oxygen off the stage, and two actors fainted.
He was such a character even then. I mean, he used to keep... I was just telling somebody how we'd be just sitting around in the... The York Theatre was beautiful and had a sort of restaurant attached to it in the early days before every theatre had one. And we'd be having a coffee or something in the restaurant, and he would open the door, do a trip, a fake trip, and crash through the other doors on the other side, and the entire place would leap to its feet in anxiety. And he could do this every time. It was the best pratfall I'd ever seen. We used to practice it secretly to try and get as good as it. And that was his first, the first sort of mad thing I ever saw him do, but not the last.
She knew me... really, rather before I knew her, because I used to go to the gym, I think, sometimes with our husband, Michael Hagen. And Michael and I used to drink in an actors' club after the gym. And that's how she knew about me. She was ahead of me. And then, but I didn't meet her because, of course, Pamela wasn't on the club scene or anything like that. So I didn't meet her until a little bit later in York. She knew about me, yeah.
It must have been a riot when you then went to work with him on Robots of Death.
Oh, it was lovely. I was just so delighted. I mean, and also that again, whenever you're with Tom, you just never stop laughing. I mean, that was always my memory of that entire series. And the funny thing is today, from the minute we've met Tom, he's made me laugh so much. When we had photographs done, I had to go and redo all my makeup because I laughed so much it was dripping.
Money. Mere money? No, that's not it. I'm a true collector.
I am Alec Newman. I play Dr. Julius.
Here at my sanatorium is the greatest living compendium of early silent film stars.
He's a sort of classic villain, really. But the story deals with the sort of myth of Hollywood as well. Yes, it's very good to play a character so dastardly.
All either comatose or nearly insane, of course.
Well, the point is they're mine. I appreciate them.
He has a passion about what he's doing. The fact that it's evil and completely immoral is neither here nor there. He has that passion. He also, it's a sort of reflection of that insane passion of Hollywood that still exists today, and he's a sort of embodiment of that, really. So the Doctor has to intercede and stop him doing what he's doing. Intercede, is that a word? Intercept him and stop him doing what he's doing.
What have you done, Doctor? What have you done?
While you were scanning me, I used my sonic screwdriver. Sonic, that's the important word. Lovely device.
What a treat to work with him. What a good actor. It went too fast. You know, when you get such good actors in the studio and you whiz through, and, I mean, of course, you're having such a good time because you're whizzing through, but it's sad that it's over so quickly.
Yes,
because
indeed.
He's just so professional, so good. Lovely. Lovely to work with.
Hey, we're closed. The studio is closed.
Hello, Andre Bernard, and I play Lulu Hammerstein.
Hammerstein Studios, I'm the Doctor and you're in danger.
She is obviously very strong and opinionated. A woman who would be running a struggling studio back in that day would be, I think, be pitching in with the men and not suffering fools gladly. So I tried to bring a little bit of that sort of strength of those old silent movie stars, but into this woman. I hope that comes across. Plus the fact there was some funny stuff, which I figured was sort of, has got to be delivered with some gusto.
Tell me about this cursed picture.
The greatest white elephant in Hollywood. I'm not complaining. Curse or no curse, it's keeping us afloat.
It's set in an era that everybody completely understands where that setting is. And a wonderful era to put the Doctor in. Plus, personally, from my point of view, I'm thrilled to work with Tom Baker. This is my first one with him, and I'm just delighted to do one with him as a huge fan.
Stay away from the equipment!
They've got no respect for his master's voice.
It refuels me, you know, this wonderful thing with the actors that you choose. And you have created at Big Finish a wonderful house atmosphere, which is affectionate without being at all soppy. It's deadly professional. But there's a wonderful ambience here. I have never heard anyone say anything except how ecstatically happy they are to be here.